One of the main sticking points the U.S. has when it comes to negotiating with Iran is this idea of the tolling. Would Chevron consider paying a toll?
No, we wouldn't.
Do you know how people are paying a toll?
I've heard reports of people using cryptocurrency in various countries. I think the Treasury has come out this week and sanctioned the new authority that has been put in place to oversee transit through the Strait. It went from a toll to a navigation fee to something else.
Would you pay a navigation fee?
A carbon tax.
I don't know enough about any of these things to say definitively. But look, freedom of navigation through international waterways is a very well-established principle. And anything like this would begin to say that countries adjacent to an international waterway can charge some sort of a transit fee. There are many other places in the world where that principle could be applied, and not just to energy products, but to all freight moving through the Straits of Malacca, the Bosphorus. Pick your choke point. And so that's not a principle I think that most countries in the world would find acceptable.
How far are we away from having pipelines that connect some of these countries to the mainland and their production without having to traverse the strait at all?
Well, there's a couple that exist now that you've talked about in Saudi and the UAE. The UAE sanctioned a project last year, which is about 50% complete, to get more of their production over to Fujairah and outside of the strait. So I think you'll see more of that, Lisa. The one opportunity there is, countries like Iraq and Kuwait that are deeper up in the Gulf don't have access to those pipelines. And for them, the route could be through the north and ultimately then into the Mediterranean, maybe through Turkey, where we see a pipeline comes out of the Caspian Sea over into the Mediterranean in Turkey. And so I do think one of the responses to this will be infrastructure investments that will allow these energy flows to avoid the Strait of Hormuz. And that's underway now, and I think you'll see that in the years that follow.